I realize with the utmost solemnity that, well, many of us will be celebrating with our families and grilling out or whatever the day may hold for you tomorrow. I realize that there are those that will lay flowers at a grave, weep beside a headstone, recognition of those that have paid the ultimate price in their service of our country. And I think it's fitting. I think it's right that we as a church recognize those who have made the ultimate sacrifice, that you and I can gather here this morning without fear of retribution, that you and I can gather together in the greatest country on the face of the earth and celebrate our freedoms. And I think it's right that we would applaud those who have paid the ultimate price in doing what they've done and giving their life for our freedom. If you have your Bibles and you would turn in them with me, John chapter number 15. John chapter number 15, begin reading in verse number 10. Jesus speaking, if you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. This Memorial Day weekend and this Sunday morning service, I want to speak to you for a few moments on this subject. No greater love. No greater love. Lord Jesus, we love you. God, we're so thankful, God, for the ultimate price is paid, God, by those servicemen and women, God, who have been slain on the battlefield, God, and purchasing our freedom. We thank you, Lord. We commemorate, we honor them this morning, Lord. I know that there are many here that either know someone or have a family member that have been infected by this, Lord. And so we stand with the utmost sincerity and the understanding of the price that have been paid, that we could stand here today as a free nation, freely expressing ourselves and worshiping in the way, God, that we do. We love you, we thank you, we honor you, God, and you as the ultimate one, the ultimate sacrifice paid for our salvation. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. In your precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. God bless you for standing. You may be seated. Yesterday, as I was driving through town, I noticed a sign. I believe it's outside of Angie's Sugar Buzz Bakery. And on that marquee, on that sign, were these words: in memory of many, in honor of all. I thought to myself, how fitting a phrase for this weekend and the celebration of the day we call Memorial Day. And while the tenets of Memorial Day, its origin, its observance, and even the date of its celebration have evolved over the years, the underlying message and meaning of what is memorialized has not. For Memorial Day is the day we remember those that have died while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces. Those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives in the expression of no greater love. On May 30th, 1868, then Ohio Congressman James Abram Garfield stood before approximately 5,000 people at Arlington National Cemetery, and on that Decoration Day, as Memorial Day was originally called, James A. Garfield began a speech with these words: "I am oppressed with a sense of the impropriety of uttering words on this occasion. If silence is ever golden, it must be here beside the graves of 15,000 men whose lives were more significant than speech and whose death was a poem, the music of which can never be sung." Little did he know that some 13 years later, his own presidency would become memorialized as he would die by the hands of an assassin while serving in the highest office in the land as commander of chief. For in September of 1881, President James A. Garfield died from complications as a result of the attempted assassination and became memorialized as one who served our country and gave his life for that service. I've been to national cemeteries. I've viewed presentations and ceremonies. I've been to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., and I watched as grown men wept while rubbing a name on a piece of paper from the monument. Thought to myself as I watched that, they are putting upon that, they are finding the name of those who have exhibited a no greater love. And while I do not serve in the U.S. military, and I hope you do not take offense to this next statement, I do serve as a soldier in a greater army, where I seek to follow after the one who paid the ultimate price for us all. I seek on this Sunday morning to rise and stand without hesitation and with the utmost respect and admiration for who I consider to be the ultimate commander-in-chief, the ultimate one who paid the ultimate price that you and I can be here today doing what we do and living how we live. The one who took my place in divine exchange. Hallelujah. Grace is mine. I'm thankful for the amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. And I consider it an honor to serve. I consider it an honor to be willing to put my life in the hands of my Savior and say, "Lord, if it be your will that I one day have to pay the ultimate sacrifice, let me do so in the understanding of that service." Jesus made these statements in the passage wherein we read, "If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love." You see, we need to understand something about the Word of God. We need to understand something about the principles and the precepts of the Word of God. It is this, that in keeping God's commandments, in doing so, it conditions me to represent the cause. By keeping the commandments, by doing the will of God, by finding the principles and precepts in the Word of God and applying those things to my life, it is training me, it is conditioning me to serve in the ultimate army. It is conditioning me to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ and to train for the cause. Following the Word of God will have me following the example of the one who exemplified no greater love. The one who selflessly gave of himself, not willing, as we stated earlier, that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The one who paid the ultimate sacrifice, who laid down his life, who the Bible says, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The ultimate price, the ultimate sacrifice paid so that you and I could experience the ultimate freedom. So it is in that understanding that I recognize in following the Word of God, I am training, I am becoming trained to be selfless and sacrificial, to put others before myself, to also ultimately be willing to lay down my life for my friends, to give of myself. For I abide, the Scriptures tell, and Jesus says, I abide in selfless, sacrificial love as I keep the commandments of God. How wonderful would this world be if we all followed the tenets of the Word of God. What a great place. And while I appreciate the country in which I live, and I appreciate the freedoms which we have, I need to understand that more than you great United States of America is the household of faith, is the body of believers. And if we all would ascribe to the Word of God, if we would all would take up the tenets, the principles and precepts of His Word, and apply them to our lives, you want to talk about a wonderful world. You want to talk about a wonderful place to live. We were all willing to serve as Jesus served. If we were all willing to do as He did, we need to recognize Jesus didn't miss an assignment. He never disobeyed an order, if you will. He never was insubordinate. He never, on any occasion, did He ever step outside the role? Did He ever in any way ever do anything but obey? And the Bible tells us that He was in complete submission and as we read earlier, humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This in no way, shape, or form minimizes the sacrifice of service men and women. But what we need to understand is that Jesus willingly gave Himself on Calvary in a cruel and unusual way. He willingly, without sin, suffered for sin. So that you and I could have the ultimate freedom. It goes on to say, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. See, there is a principle in the Word of God that I think we struggle to truly understand, and we often think that there's another way to achieve joy and satisfaction, but we need to understand through the Word of God that true, full joy doesn't come by what you get, but rather by what you give. I'm going to say that again. True joy, fulfilling joy, satisfactory joy does not come by what you receive or what you get. It comes via what you give. It comes in your willingness to sacrifice. It comes in your willingness to give of yourself. So the writer of Hebrews would say in Hebrews 12, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him that endured such contradiction of sinners against Himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. They tell me I've never had the experience, but I'm sure there are those here who have. They tell me that one of the greatest causes and senses of encouragement that one finds on the battlefield is the brotherhood, is the understanding that the one beside you is willing to give his life for you, and so you in turn are willing to give your life for him. It is that band of brotherhood. It is that understanding of the willingness to give the ultimate sacrifice. That in, when we look at the Scriptures, we understand that Jesus gave Himself pure, spotless, righteous perfection for imperfection. He gave of Himself. While we were dead in trespasses and sin, He paid the ultimate sacrifice. And Jesus received death so that you and I might have life. And that, the Bible says, more abundant. He endured the cross, despising the shame. Why? For the joy that was set before him. There was no joy in the crown of thorns. There was no joy in the stripes upon his back. There was no joy in the nails in his hands. But there was joy in the understanding that by doing this and by laying down my life as a ransom for many, I am securing forever a new and living way for all of mankind to be reconciled unto God. Then he says this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Saint of God, believer, those, if you call yourself a Christian, these are your marching orders. These are the directive from our commander-in-chief. This is him telling us what we must do. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. I'm not asking you to do something I haven't already done. I'm telling you, this is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Do unto others as I have done unto you. Love others as I have loved you. Be willing to give unto others as I have given unto you. So the question, how deep is your love? Romans 8:38, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. His love is so deep. His love is so strong. His love, there is no greater love than the love of Jesus Christ, and it is exemplified in his willingness to lay down his life, in his willingness to pay the ultimate sacrifice so you and I could have freedom. For he that the Son has set free is free indeed. And now you and I have opportunity. We have the freedom from sin to live forever with God in heaven because of what Jesus Christ has done. The ultimate sacrifice. For greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Please understand, I'm not using this message on Memorial Day to spiritualize military service, but rather to celebrate the sacrifice that is represented therein. It's true, all gave some. Some gave all. This does not minimize those who have served and maybe as a result of their service have now had to deal with the sufferings of life. Maybe PTSD, or maybe they have a loss of limb, or maybe they've suffered other loss as a result of their service. I'm not minimizing that. That in of itself should be celebrated. And I thank God for all those who are willing to place themselves in harm's way, that you and I can have the freedoms that we have. But yes, it is true, freedom is not free. There is always a price to be paid, and those have paid it, and we celebrate that. But ultimately, we celebrate our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. While we focus on those this weekend who have paid the ultimate sacrifice while serving in our armed forces, and rightly so, can I go on record as saying this, and I hope you don't take offense to this, but I think anyone serving in any capacity, wherein you are willing to lay down your life for others, therein is no greater love. Individuals who are willing to place themselves in harm's way certainly service men and women, but also first responders and firefighters and EMT and law enforcement and National Guard and security personnel. Anybody who has a willingness to lay down their life for others shows an aspect of no greater love. To be willing to pay the price, to be willing to give of themselves in the ultimate example. You see, I don't think I'm any more like Christ than when I'm willing to lay down my life for others. I don't think I show the love of God any more fully than when I sacrificially give of myself for the benefit of someone else. It's an aspect of His love. It is, if you would, that we should be as saints of God, a part of the armed forces of love, where we go about finding ways in which we fight the good fight of faith by loving with a selfless, sacrificial love. Giving of our lives, giving of our time, our talents, our treasures, giving of those things that God has blessed us with, in order that others would be set free. We would that the Spirit of the Lord would be upon us to preach the gospel to the poor, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach deliverance to the captives. That we would understand that we have opportunity as men and women of the armed forces of God to pay the ultimate sacrifice for others in exemplifying no greater love. I ask a pretty hard question. When's the last time I've really, really put it on the line for someone else? When's the last time I've really gone above and beyond and sacrificed my own for someone else's? See, what are you saying, Pastor? You're asking me to go out and offer my life for others? Yes. I'm at work, halls of school, throughout the community. Am I willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice in sacrificially giving of my life? You're talking about dying, you're talking about paying, maybe. But what I'm really talking about is my life, my image, who I am, how I live, the blessings, the things that I have that God has bestowed upon me. Am I willing to give those things an expression of love? We've talked about a lot of late. We've talked about all the things that we have and we are benefited by in serving God. But how then, in what better way can I exemplify His love for me by showing that same love for others? Here is what this is commandment, that you love others as I have loved you. For greater love hath no man than this, than he would lay down his life for his friend. In closing, you can stand to your feet. I recognize that while there are throughout our world, in many countries, the armed forces of the United States of America is represented, and in some of those areas, they are even now fighting. I've read accounts, numerous accounts, of where individuals in oppressed countries or individuals that are being held captive against their will, or individuals who are experiencing not the freedom that you and I have, but the oppression of those they live under. Many times they talk about seeing men and women of our armed forces as they see Oh, glory, the stars and stripes, the patches on the shoulders of our armed forces, and it brings them hope. We are known throughout the world as the greatest freedom fighters. The armed forces of the United States of America, the world power. And I thank God for that. I thank God that our stars and stripes would represent freedom, not only for us and our soil, but also for those maybe across the seas wherein our men and women are fighting for their freedom. But more important, please understand this, demeaning great US of A, God bless America, but what I am saying is that more importantly than the stars and stripes is the cross of Jesus Christ that we can carry in everyday living in the world in which we live. Giving hope to those who are oppressed, giving hope to those who are bound by sin, giving hope to those who are held captive because of circumstance or situation. And you and I can be true freedom fighters for the cause of Christ and exemplifying no greater love. In the waning moments of this service, as yes, this weekend we celebrate those who paid the ultimate price. I don't want in any way, shape, or form to think it's something they did for a paycheck. Something they did for college tuition. I want to understand and know that they did because of their training, because of their commitment to the cause, because of their willingness to exemplify sacrificial and selfless love, exemplified no greater love. So why should I, as a saint of God, a believer of the gospel of Jesus Christ, why should I be willing to do anything less for the eternity of someone? For the spiritual freedom of someone? Help me, Lord Jesus, to exemplify no greater love. These altars are open. Why don't you take some time? Lord, I thank you for what you've done for me. You saved me. Your sacrifice purchased my salvation. No greater love was exemplified than the love on the cross. Help me, Jesus, to take up my cross, to deny myself and follow after you.
Death I live, the power of sin is overcome, it is finished. sin is overcome. It is finished, it is done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner. Now I'm not. With your blood, you bought my freedom. Hallelujah. For the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner. Now I'm not. With your blood, you my freedom. Hallelujah. For the cross. By your stripes I'm healed. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished. It is done. By your stripes I'm healed. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished, it is done. By your stripes I'm healed. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished, it is done. By your stripes I'm healed. By your death I live. The power of sin is overcome. It is finished, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was a prisoner, now I'm not. With your blood you bought my freedom. Hallelujah. For the cross.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. One more time, can we lift our hands, lift our voices? Recognition, God, of what you've done for us. Thank you for the cross, Jesus. Thank you for the ultimate example of no greater love. Help me to emulate in my own life sacrificial, selfless love.